Dig birth doodles. Do 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 do. Yeah.
So welcome back to our second podcast. We're absolutely rattling through these. So we're going to just follow the same sort of format and talk about a few things that have been going on in OWB this week and what's going on in the marketing world, things we're interested in, things that have caught our eyes, and any other interesting bits of chitter-chat that we've got going on. So let's kick off with a bit of a roundup of what's been going on, not exciting things we've been up to this week. We've had a little bit of a trip up to Scotland, haven't we, Andy?
Yeah, so this is my first time on the podcast. This is Andy.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here. I'm not here that often, but it's nice to be here today on a Friday.
Thanks for popping in.
Oh, lovely. Nice. Thanks for popping out. we've done some filming this week up in Edinburgh for our lovely client, the Housing Growth Partnership, who are a social impact investor, part of Lloyds Bank and Homes England. This is their first one, but they had their annual senior advisor forum where they get together their sort of specialist advisors in one location to talk about investing in homes and the home market. So we did it up in Edinburgh, and it was great actually because it was a fantastic place to film. So we were filming
such a beautiful place, isn't it, Edinburgh?
Amazing. And we were filming six or seven people and the team as a whole. And we were able to use the castle as a backdrop from their offices. And here's an interesting little bit of information for you on Edinburgh Castle. So Edinburgh Castle, for those who don't or who've never been to Edinburgh, imagine a castle on a huge piece of granite overlooking a wonderful city. Mm-hmm. When the... Fraser told me this. So when the... What do they call the giant pieces of ice that came through?
Ice glaciers. Yeah. Oh, glaciers, yeah.
No, not icebergs. They're the other ones. Titanic-esque, yeah? So when the glaciers, not the glaziers who own Villa, when the glaciers came through, they moved either side of this huge piece of granite because they couldn't actually move it. And it's actually a volcanic plug that the castle is on top. And then when they came together the other side, it formed a heart shape, which is actually the Royal Mile. But it was amazing to do some fantastic filming, to be with a wonderful client, to be in a great location, and we'll be using those films through the year, both digitally across their website, we'll be using them as social media pieces, and we'll be using them as small snippets for their sort of investor relations and their marketing.
It sounds great. And we're doing quite a lot of filming, aren't we, at the moment, and doing a bit of planning for next week, which is quite exciting. We're doing a bit of filming to celebrate Women in Business, International Women's Day, which of course comes up in March. So we've got a team coming up to OWB next week, and we'll have more details on that when we've actually done the film. So
we could almost go live across to that, yes, during the filming.
A Facebook Live, maybe?
Yeah, that'd be quite good fun, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Ooh,
so I may or may not be featuring that in that particular video as a female and in business, but I'm not going to give too much away at this point, so you'll just have to find out. But that was very exciting. And also, another little initiative that we're involved in for our 20 years is our small business giveaway. So we're approaching lots of local businesses in the Digbeth area because we're proper Digbethians, aren't we, Ande?
We are. Digbeth like through and through.
So we have approached many local businesses to get involved, to offer their services that we can then offer out to our contact base, basically, and basically promote them. And it's gone really, really well. I'm really excited. We've got six or seven businesses on board so far who are happy to get involved. So we'll be talking a bit more about that, and there'll be more information on our website and on our social coming up very soon.
Nice creative.
So what have we seen out there this week marketing-wise that we've liked or not liked? There was an interesting one that we saw today, wasn't there, Tings, you
yes.
spotted?
This was a talk of the office. So with Valentine's Day coming up, it's obviously a lucrative time of year for brands to latch onto.
Of course.
And have fun. So Marks and Spencer's, we were questioning whether this was done intentionally, and we mostly thought it was like a PR stunt.
Yeah.
So they had a hashtag, this is not just any love sausage, this is the original love sausage, and it's back. If you love sausage, you'll love our new Give a Little Love sausage. That's two, I gave the deal options. Whether you like them big or small, say it with sausages this Valentine's.
Oh my God.
Who will you be sharing yours with? Hashtag love sausage. And it had a very nice, if you Google it, you'll see.
Quite a phallic shaped sausage in a pan.
In a love heart.
Surrounding eggs.
Yeah, two eggs looking very,
That was, really weird. I think it's quite clever, I suppose. Here we are talking about it.
That's the point of it, to get people talking,
Saw an advert last week that I had to mention. I actually heard it being talked about, first of all, on the radio, and I was so gobsmacked, I had to go and search it out for myself. So this is on the back of all of the debacle with Meghan and Harry, and them obviously leaving the royal family, and whether they could use the Windsor name or not, and the royal family. And this was Peter Phillips, who, those of you who are old enough to remember him, he's Princess Anne's son. And he has got on the back of this by doing an advert out in China for Jersey milk. Now, I urge you, please, if there's anyone out there listening to this, go and check this out, because it is the most hideous thing you have ever seen. This is Peter Phillips, absolutely maximising the royal family, the stately homes, the butlers, the horse and carriage.
He's milking it, isn't he?
He's totally milking it. Thanks, Claire. Insert joke. And it is, oh my God, it's the most gut-wrenchingly awkward advert I've ever seen. But apparently it's going to go really well. The Chinese love the royal family and they love all of that sort of stuff. So it's going to be a hit. But from butt-clenchingness, it's an absolute zero from me.
We'll put the link in our blog, so make sure you go and
check it
out yourself.
Andy, you spotted something from Marmite that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, now all of you listening and everybody out there, you either, Marmite's something you dig or it's something you certainly don't dig.
I love it.
Last Friday they did the best. Has anyone seen the Marmite campaign, which was 31st of January, obviously the Brexit day.
And it don't was mention the B word.
Well, it was the National Love It or Hate It Day. With the nice strap, lovely bit of copy, dividing the nation since 1902.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So it was really nice, really crisp, lovely campaign. Again, we'll pop that on the
tastefully
blog.
Done, actually. That's
very tastefully done. Absolutely. Would have been nice with a sausage.
Mmm, Marmite sausage.
Perfect for their brand, isn't it? Marmite and Brexit.
Nice.
So, was there anything else interesting that we saw this week in the ads? Check out these on our blog and we can we'll put up some links to the
actually
adverts.
We did
so
say though
yourself.
Just a nice piece of work that we got out there, which we socialised last week, which was the half-term campaign for British Motor Museum.
Oh yes,
so I hope people are going to go down to British Motor Museum next week for half-term or the week after next. And our campaign's just broken, and it's great to see it in print.
Nice plug for our client there. Very
absolutely
good.
plug.
Who needs PR?
So we like to talk about who's been in the news the last few weeks and maybe who could have done with a bit of PR. Perhaps they've not had the best news stories going on and they might need a bit of help. So I think the one I wanted to touch on, first of all, was a really interesting campaign that's caught my eye, which is the This Woman Can campaign. You might remember this one. It came out, I think, last year. It could have even been the year before.
Is that through Nike?
Yeah, it was a big campaign basically to inspire.
It was 5
years
ago.
No.
It was, seriously. It was 5 years ago. Yeah, even longer. Was seriously
okay. So anyway, fantastic campaign. It doesn't seem like 5 years ago, but I thought it was a great campaign, and you may remember it as being women being empowered to get into sport and get out there and take on whatever it may be, some physical sort of challenge or activity. But apparently it got a load of negative feedback because all of the women looked very, very fit, very healthy, and there was a lot of controversy about the fact they didn't show real women.
Stereotyping.
Exactly, a lot of stereotyping. So this is a really good example of a company that absolutely, they got the PR, they got it wrong, they heard what people were saying about them, took it on board, and they've relaunched the campaign this year, and they're using a different tack. They've got women of all shapes and sizes, also great diversity as well. And actually even going as far as sort of saying things like, it doesn't matter if you're on your period, just get out there and get on with it. Which I thought was a really nice, positive way of responding to the PR. They got a lot of negative stuff out there, but it looks great. It's a good campaign, so look out for that one. And there was something you spotted, Claire, you wanted to talk on as well.
Yes, Canada Goose's latest.
Ooh, I don't like
I know
them.
You're not a massive fan. I guess that's why they've launched this campaign.
Yeah. Yep.
So Canada Goose have partnered with Kate Upton and announced as her being the brand ambassador to try and kind of
So why don't we like Canada Goose?
So apparently, this is all new to me. I've only found this out this week.
Oh,
Canada
really?
Goose apparently famous for using geese and foxes to make their coats. But their argument is they're all ethically sourced.
Are geese and foxes any good at making coats?
I don't know.
They make some lovely noises during the night.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to trivialise it. Carry on.
No, not at all. So I guess that's why they've launched this campaign to say that their products are ethically sourced. But your argument is... how can you ethically source geese and foxes? Because there's not, they must be farming them somewhere to get it.
It's got to be, hasn't it?
Andy is currently making a shot rifle.
I actually banned one of my son's friends from coming round to our house in his Canada Goose coat.
Mm. Yeah.
I said, please don't come round here again wearing that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And you know why? I actually said it because I don't think he even realised. And this is the thing.
People don't realise.
People buy into Canada Goose brand because they like the brand,
but
they have no idea about its ethical ethical beliefs.
Yeah, yeah.
Or lack of, should I say. So, yeah.
I bet Harry loved that. His mum banning one of his friends on the doorstep from his latest fashion item.
Yeah. Screwing him out.
Mum!
How dare that young man?
Why did you say that, Mum? That's very embarrassing.
So Canada Goose have launched a campaign with Kate Upton. It's called Bare Existence, which is all about every time you purchase a Canada Goose jacket, $50 will now go to the Polar Bears International Charity, which promotes conservation for the Arctic. So I guess they're trying to give a little bit back to the environment.
Well, it's the least they can do, isn't it, I suppose? I'm not convinced, but...
too little, too late.
Yeah, maybe, I think so. Brands we want to work with. So we can't finish off this podcast without talking about our absolute favourite subject. So we always like to talk about brands that we want to work with. And this one is a particular favourite. It's a favourite of, I think, most people at OWB.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. One person in particular who we'll bring in a moment. But it's rugby. It's our big thing at OWB. We're all big supporters, big fans. And, of course, we've got the Six Nations going on at the moment. We're very interested in the Six Nations. And of course, one of our clients, CVSL, also has sponsorship of Sale Sharks, which is fantastic. Yeah. And they've got a player, Tom Curry, who I think is playing this weekend, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, they've got actually quite a few, haven't they, Rachel?
Quite a few players, yeah.
Tom Curry,
Ben playing.
Ben, he's not made the England squad. But then across that, they've got Springboks in Faf de Klerk, obviously not playing the Six Nations.
Yeah.
They've got Byron Haywood, I think, in the Scottish squad.
Yeah, absolutely. So so Six Nations is definitely the one that we want to talk about. And in fact, today we have, specially in the house, our in-house rugby influencer, Mr. Andy Wilkinson, who would just like to put his own little spin on the teams.
I'd rather think the Welsh are going to win the Six Nations this year. Aye, but saying that, pal, it'll probably be the Scots and we won't miss Finn Russell. sure no, but we've got a brand new coach there for Ireland, and I reckon there could be an extremely big upset there. Oh, le roast beef. Don't forget, tomorrow on Paris, we will gagner. Ciao, we like the rugby, it's good. Pasta.
Pasta.
But finally, don't forget us. We're the English, and we're definitely going to win. Rather, bring your barber.
Brilliant, thanks, Andy. I'm very sad to say we're not going to win, though, are we? England after an absolute disastrous game last week.
We can still win the championship.
Yeah,
when I say we.
Oh yes,
who are you supporting this year, Andy?
Well, you know, I can put a foot in every camp apart from French and. I don't know about Italian, actually, because I know that, we used to have an Italian.
You've got to back one team.
Yeah.
We held you to Wales last year. Who are you going to go for this year?
Absolutely. South Africa.
And on that note, thank you very much, Mr. Wilkinson.
Lovely.
See you all guys on our next podcast. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dig birth doodles. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.